Hare Krishna. So Krishna has spoken in first two shlokas of seventh chapter. First he emphasized on, O Arjuna, hear me. Tat shrunu. This is the word that is used in shloka number one. And then what to hear? That he has spoken in shloka number two. The importance of the knowledge that he is going to give. There he says, once you get this knowledge, this is complete, this is full in itself. Now in shloka number 3 that we are going to see in this video, Krishna is talking about who is qualified to get this knowledge. So let's see now, shloka number 3.
Manushyanam sahasresho kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschan mam veti tatvatah.
A very simple verse where Krishna is saying, Manushyanam sahasresho. There are sahasra manushya. There are thousands and thousands of human beings. So out of thousands among humans or among men, it's given, kaschid yatati siddhaye. So here, yatati is basically endeavoring. Siddhaye is for perfection. So out of the thousands of men those are available, out of that only few will endeavor to achieve perfection. And then he says, yatatam api siddhanam, and the ones who have attained perfection, out of these few who are endeavoring for perfection, out of that only few will attain perfection. And then Krishna says, kaschin mam veti tatvatah. And in that who has attained perfection, Krishna is saying that hardly one knows me in truth. So here Krishna is actually revealing that who is actually very much qualified to know about me. Here it's very nicely given that if we consider the entire population that is there, let's consider all the living entities. So there are so many living entities. If we include the insects and reptiles and aquatics and the quadrupeds, bipeds, whatever we have around, if we include all of them, there are infinite number of living entities. We cannot count also. And out of that, the most fortunate ones are the ones who have some intelligence, that is human beings. And even in human beings, we have two categories, civilized, uncivilized. So now, who are the ones who are civilized? Now just imagine so many living entities. Then, in the civilized, uncivilized category, the civilized category, in the civilized category also, those people who are very much inclined towards spirituality, the ones who are inclined towards bhakti or transcendental path, there are very, very few. And in that also, when people start practicing the transcendental process, what happens? Some people will fall out. They'll not be able to get the determination to continue. But there will be few people out of that who will actually continue with full determination. They'll not get deterred, you know, with whatever circumstance around this. They will not be affected by anything critical that is happening in their life. Such people, they are the ones who actually go ahead and they keep practicing with full determination. They march towards the ultimate goal and they attain perfection. But then, when it comes to jnanis, when it comes to Ashtanga yogis, we understood what is perfection for them. For jnanis, perfection is attaining that effulgence, the light, the Brahman. And for Ashtanga yogis, attaining perfection is what? Attaining the Paramatma, realizing the Paramatma within the heart. But then Krishna is saying, Brahman, Paramatma and all is okay. But then, hardly one knows me in truth as Bhagavan. That's what is spoken here in this particular verse. So the first six chapters, we have seen Jnana Yoga, we have seen Ashtanga Yoga. We have understood in great detail about the Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan aspect. Now let's move ahead and try to understand in deeper aspects of this particular verse. Mankind is simply engaged in animal propensities, namely eating, sleeping, defending and mating, and hardly anyone is interested in transcendental knowledge. So if we consider the mass of people, they're just interested in animalistic propensities. Eating, people just keep searching for eating, you know, what should I eat, which restaurant should I go, what should I do. They plan the entire week, especially weekends. Eating, sleeping, same thing again. People just look forward for that, they plan for it. Mating, sexual intercourse, animals are doing, and humans are also very much eager for that. And finally, defending oneself, defending oneself when he is in fear in the critical situations. Animals are also doing, humans are also doing. So what is the difference between the two? So human beings who are not aspiring for perfection, they are animals. They just don't have horns and tail, that's it, but then they're animals. So they are that crowd. And the maximum population belongs to this particular category called animalistic category. So very, very few people actually move ahead. And even in that, some people will get into Jnana Yoga, some people will get into Ashtanga Yoga. But then to know Krishna, we have to get into something else. You all know that, but still. To know Krishna, one should be practicing bhakti. And what is the basic aspect about Lord Sri Krishna? Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Riddheshe Arjuna Tishthati. So I'm there in everyone's heart, he's saying. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. He's the cause of all causes. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Krishna. To know Him, what is the path that we have? The path of Bhakti Yoga. But there are many people, these Jnanis, Ashtanga Yogis and others, and they'll say, no, this Bhakti and all is very, very simple. What is the... There's no thrill in doing something simple. People who don't know how to practice Bhakti, they call it as simple. If it is so simple, why don't you follow it then? So this point is very important to understand. Those people who call it simple, why are they not following it? And why is it that when someone takes it up, why they fall out of bhakti? What is the reason then? So bhakti in itself is actually simple, but it's not easy. Because it has to be done under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, following the shastra, not mental speculation. So this point is very important, to understand, to realize that the process of bhakti is simple. But then it is simple and easy only when we practice under the guidance following the shastra as it is, not by speculation. So here it's nicely given that to understand Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as Yashoda Nandan, son of Mother Yashoda, or Partha Sarthi, the charioteer of Arjuna, it's not possible for the Brahman-realized yogis or Paramatma-realized yogis. Not possible. So it is said that unless one practices devotional service to Lord, one cannot know Krishna as He is, even though one is a great scholar or philosophers. So it doesn't matter what academic qualifications we have. Even after reading the entire Vedas, people don't understand who is Krishna. Because they're not reading it, not understanding it in the devotional aspect, in the devotional perspective. So this is a very important point to note, that who can understand Krishna? Only pure devotees. Only pure devotees can understand Krishna, who are hankering to know Krishna, who are hankering to attain Krishna. So it is very nicely said here, a very beautiful shloka from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It says, Atha Shri Krishna Namadi Na Bhaved Grayam Indriye Sevo Mukhehi Jivado Swayam Eva Spuratyada. Now if I want to know Krishna, what am I supposed to do? Read all the Vedic scriptures and read everything, and by my own endeavor I'll be able to know Krishna. Is that so? No. This particular shloka says we cannot catch Krishna and His different features like name, form, qualities and pastimes by our material senses. Then how can we know Krishna? If suppose you want to know which is my favorite sweet, you'll start thinking, maybe Prabhuji likes this particular sweet, maybe Prabhuji likes that particular sweet. And you might prepare something. But then, I might or might not like it. What is the best way, instead of speculation? Better you come and ask me, which sweet do you like? Then I'll tell what is my favorite sweet. Similarly, to know about Krishna, we cannot speculate. We have to ask Krishna, Krishna, tell me, who are you? And so it is said, Swayam eva spuratyada, Krishna will reveal Himself to us if He is pleased with our devotional service. So every day when we are chanting, when we are reading Bhagavad Gita, when we are doing various devotional service, our mood is, I want to please Krishna. Because if Krishna is pleased with my endeavor, He will reveal Himself to me. He will reveal Himself to me in my heart. And that's how I'll be able to know Krishna. And that's how very, very few people get the chance to know Krishna. Because The ones who are there on the right path, they'll be able to know Krishna. But then, unfortunately, people don't know which is the right path. But we are fortunate, we know. Bhagavad Gita gives everything. And what is the right path? Pure devotional service is the right path. And we have to just be on that and make sure that we aim at the goal and then keep praying to Krishna and yes, it will happen. So, here Krishna is saying it's very difficult to know about Him. But then, the best part of Krishna is He's so merciful. Now, from the next sloka onwards, He is going to talk about Himself. Even if it's difficult to know about Him, but now He's going to give knowledge of Himself. He's going to give the knowledge of various energies of Krishna. That is, the material side, the spiritual side, and various other things. Now we're going to see various aspects about Krishna from next sloka onwards. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.